Just days ago, the country's Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek suggested that Czech recognition of Kosovo was a decision that would have to wait. But at the weekend, he changed his mind. Now he says he'll push for the government to officially recognise the former Serb province before this week's NATO summit. The decision won't be an easy one. Coalition members, the Christian Democrats, have already signalled they are against. Jan Willinger has been following the story and has this report.
As it stands, 24 European countries have officially recognized Kosovo as Europe's newest state, roughly a month and a half after the formerly Serb province declared independence. But the Czech Republic is not one of them, at least not yet, a situation the Prime Minister would like to see changed. He said at the weekend that there was now no alternative than to recognize the breakaway province, stressing he would push for a decision this Wednesday ahead of the NATO summit in Bucharest. But this will not be easy. Coalition members, the Christian Democrats, have come out against recognition for Kosovo and could scupper the Prime Minister's plan. The party's leader, Jiří Čunek, has made clear that debate on the issue in government will be heated, and even the country's foreign minister, Karel Schwarzenberg, has said he will not push for a Wednesday decision, on the ground that cabinet ministers might need more time. Meanwhile, opposition parties, the Communists and the Social Democrats, aren't pulling any punches. At the weekend, Communist Party head Vojtěch Filip lashed out at the cabinet over its foreign policy, saying it appeared the government had gone mad. There was still more criticism from others. Deputy Speaker of the Lower House and Social Democrat Lubomír Zaorálek pointed to alleged criminal ties by the Kosovar elite. He spoke to public broadcaster Czech TV.
In my opinion, a country is being created which is unable to exist as anything other than a failed state under the guardianship of the European Union.
Kosovan independence is a difficult issue, one that not even the Prime Minister can be particularly thrilled about. Although Mirek Topolánek has made clear recognition of the new state is unavoidable, he too appears to have no illusions. At the weekend, he called Kosovo a boil on the Western Balkans for which there was no good solution. He also made clear the only reason the Czech Republic would recognize the country was so as not to tarnish EU and NATO relations. Finally, he stressed it would be better to back the breakaway province now rather than later. One, to legitimize Czech military forces serving on a peace mission there, and two, to precede planned elections in Serbia.
Jan Willinger with that report on Czech moves to recognize Kosovo.